们继续来学习撒迦利亚书。
We shall continue with the book of Zechariah。
我们来请看第三章。
Page 10。
撒迦利亚书第三章在提到约书亚。
Zechariah chapter 3 talks about Joshua.
那撒迦利亚书第四章在提到所罗巴伯。
And chapter 4 talks about Zerubbabel.
那这两个人就是当初要重建圣殿的一个带领人。
And they are the leaders that manage about the rebuilding of the temple.
所以如果我们看哈该书的第一章，有前面一卷。
And if you look at Haggai, the book before Zechariah,
第一节
chapter 1, verse 1.
神的话借着先知哈该向犹大省长撒铁拉的儿子所罗巴伯和约亚达的儿子大祭司约书亚说。所以这样看起来，一个是大祭司约书亚，一个是省长所罗巴伯。
And here we can see that one of theperson is Zerubbabel as the high priest and the governor.
那整个从哈该书到撒迦利亚书，我们看都是由神主导的。
From book of Haggai to Zechariah, we can see all the leadership of God.
这个重建圣殿遇到阻挡一段时间以后，那神就开始感动哈该，感动撒迦利亚，来鼓励所罗巴伯跟约书亚。
And after the opposition of rebuilding the temples, and God moved Zerubbabel and Joshua to rekindle the rebuilding.
让我们知道说，整个神的国度的降临，以及将来国度被提、世界末日，这个都有整个神所安排的时间表。
And God has a timeline, and from how a kingdom will go on, and how the eventually a kingdom will rebuild.
那这个时间表已经排定了。
And this timeline has already been designated.
所以到了时候，神就会做他所要做的工作。
And when the time comes, God will fulfill what He needs to do.
到了时候，末日就来到。
And eventually, it will end at the last days.
因为这个本身就是神的计划的一部分。
And this is part of God's plan.
那第三章是预备约书亚。
Chapter 3 talks about the preparation of Joshua.
那第四章是预备所罗巴伯。
And chapter 4, Zechariah talks about the preparations of Joshua of Zerubbabel.
那我们发现约书亚跟所罗巴伯遇到的困难不一样。
And we can see that there are different difficulties Joshua and Zerubbabel encounter.
这个会让我们知道说，我们教会里面带领的工人确实是很重要。
And he'll teach us that the leadership in the church is very important.
那就是职务会里面的人员。
Basically, in today's is the council members.
那这个职务会里面人员，当然包括长老、执事、传道，还有被选立的负责人。
And the council member basically consists of the sacred ministers, that's the preachers, deacons, elders, and the elected members.
那这个是圣工发展一个很关键的一群人。
And these are the motivators for the progress of the sacred work.
那他们要回来重建，他们要开始重新来恢复圣殿之前。
And before they revive the temple.
神先要预备这两个主要的工人。
And God prepared these two important workers.
就是要帮助他们两个人的困难。
And God prepared and helped them to overcome their difficulties.
那第三章跟第四章，我们发现他们的困难不是外在的。困难是内在的。
And chapter 3, chapter 4, Zechariah tells us that difficulty they encounter are internal.
好像约书亚身穿污秽的衣服。
Just for example, Joshua was clothing with a filthy garment.
结果魔鬼站在他的对边跟他控告。
And the Satan was accusing Joshua.
这个污秽的衣服不是物质的。
And this filthy clothes is not physical.
是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
约书亚是祭司，但是不够圣洁。
Joshua is a priest, but he is not holy enough.
既然不够圣洁，就没有办法站在神的面前来代表人祈求。
And because he is not holy enough, he cannot intercede for man before God.
所以这个问题要先解决。
So this problem issue has to be resolved.
所以我们在重建教会的圣殿，一个很重要就是属灵上的预备。
And to, we have to prepare ourselves before we can revive and rebuild the temple.
最重要是属灵上的预备。
And we have to prepare ourselves spiritually.
好像说你要盖会堂。
For example, we like to construct a church building.
盖会堂要从心灵上、属灵上的预备开始。
It begins with preparing ourselves in the spirit.
是神能够跟我们同工。
May the Lord work with us.
那很多的困难就很容易解决。
All the hardships, we can resolve them easily.
那如果这个属灵上没有预备好，有时候会堂盖好了，教会分作两边。
And if we are not prepared spiritually after the completion of the constructions, the church membership will split into two.
因为这里面给魔鬼留地步，教会就分裂了。
And because we give opportunity to the devils, and that they work among us.
那以色列民为什么会被掳？
How come the Israel were taken captive?
那城墙为什么会被拆毁？
And how come the wall was destructed?
也是从他们心里面的腐化开始。
It begins with the deteriorations from their inner self.
里面那个城墙拆掉了。
They have broken up their inner wall.
那个城墙就是他们的信仰。
And the inner wall is their faith.
已经倒塌了。
It has collapsed.
那信仰倒塌，就生活就离开神。
And once our faith collapses, then we will begin to depart from God.
就惹神愤怒。
And it will make God furious.
那神的荣耀离开他们。
Then God's glory left them.
所以到后来那个有形的圣城耶路撒冷就被拆掉。
And then the physical holy temple, Jerusalem, was destructed.
所以现在要回来重建圣殿。
Now we would like to rebuild the temple.
那个重建圣殿遇到困难。
And while they were rebuilding the temple, they encountered many hardships.
现在要重新再开始。
And now they would like to restart.
那这个重新开始不是从计划怎么来建这个殿开始。
When they renewed their construction, they did not start with how they planned to start.
是从这两个主要的工人怎么在属灵上更新开始。
It started with the renewal of these two leadership.
因为这是属灵的工作。
Because this is a spiritual test.
那第三章里面，我们看第八节以后。
Chapter 3, verse 8, onward.
第八节以后，大祭司约书亚，你坐在你前面东当厅，我必使我的仆人大卫的苗裔发出来。这个第八节一直到第十节是预言。
Verses 8 to 10 is a prophecy.
所以撒迦利亚书是在讲当时的事件，但是也是预言未来的事情。
Zechariah was writing the incident that happened at that time, but it's also a prophecy for the future.
那我们怎么知道这是预言？
How do we know this of the prophecy?
第九节。
Verse 9.
说看啊，我在约书亚面前所立的一块，所立的石头，在一块石头上有七眼。
And behold, the stones I have laid before Joshua upon one stone shall be seven eyes.
然后我要亲自雕刻这石头。
And I will grave them myself.
然后一日间除掉这个罪孽。
And I will remove the iniquities of that land in one day.
我们有谁看过石头上有七个眼睛？
Whoever has seen a stone that has seven eyes on it.
石头是死的。
A stone is a dead material.
眼睛是活的。
Eyes are living organs.
所以这个石头不是物质的。
So this stone is not a material piece of a rock.
这个石头应该是主的救主耶稣。
This rock refers to the Savior Jesus Christ.
我们看以赛亚书二十八章。
Isaiah chapter 28.
以赛亚书二十八章的十六节。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16.
十六节。
Isaiah 28:16.
所以主如此说：看啊，我在锡安安放一块石头。作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固的根基，是宝贵的房角石，信靠他的人必不着急。
Verse 16, therefore thus say the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believes shall not make haste.
那我们就很清楚知道，这一块石头就是主耶稣。
And so we can understand that this piece of stones is Jesus Christ.
是一块磐石。
It's a cornerstone.
它是试验过的。
A stone that has been tried.
它是我们信仰的根基。
A foundation for our faith.
它是稳固的。
And it's a firm stone.
它是房角石。
And it's a foundation.
它是可靠的。
And it is trustworthy.
所以到以赛撒迦利亚书三章的第八节，这是一个预言。
In Zechariah chapter 3 verse 8 prophecy.
在末世，神要立一块磐石。
In the last day, God will establish a cornerstone.
那上面有七个眼。
And on that rock, on that stone, it has seven eyes.
那七个眼是什么
？What are the seven eyes?
那第四章的第十节。
Let's skip to chapter 4 verse 10.
谁藐视这事为小呢？这七点点点哦，乃是神的眼睛，遍察全地。
And who can despite this small item and that they have the seven, they are the eyes of the Lord.
所以这个地方讲说他遍察全地，用他的眼睛。
And this was encouraged us that he uses their eyes to look around on all the whole world.
这个表示神在查看一切。
Here tells us that God understands, examines all things.
在神面前一切都是赤露敞开的。
In the eyes of God, everything can be seen through.
在神面前没有秘密。
In God, there is no secret.
在神面前人毫无可以隐藏。
In front of God, man is visible.
那我们的教会，我们的信仰就建筑在这位神的上面，主耶稣的上面。
Our faith and this church is built upon this Jesus Christ.
所以我们人来到神的面前
We come before God.
我们只有很坦然的、谦卑的来认罪，求神赦免。
We have to come before Him with a clear conscience and to ask for forgiveness.
因为在他有七眼。
Because He has seven eyes.
他能够看清楚我们的一切。
He can see clearly all we had.
当然，他也能够看到我们的需要。
And obviously, God will knows our needs.
这是所以第八节到第十节，还是在讲预言
啊。Verses 8 through 10 are the prophecies.
有救主要从这个大卫的后裔苗裔发出来。
And that the Savior will come out from the shoot of David.
好，那第四章就是要克服所罗巴伯的困难。
Chapter 4 tells. Talks about overcoming the difficulties Zerubbabel encounter.
那这个困难是什么
？And what are these difficulties？
我们现在看第六节
，verse six。
第五节
Excuse me, verse five。
与我说话的天使回答说：“你不知道这是什么意思吗？”我说：“主啊，我不知道。
”Then the angel talked to you, answer me, "Do you know what it is?" And I said, "No, my Lord."
这里天使问撒迦利亚
，And the angel asked Zechariah，
说，你知道这是什么意思吗
？Do you know what this means？
这是什么？这是指着前面那一段就是撒迦利亚看见的异象。
This refers to the visions Zerubbabel saw in the previous sessions。
我们看第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
那与我说的天使又叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。
And then the angel talked to them, and come to me and wake me as a man that is waken out of his sleep.
这个叫醒不是真的说是撒迦利亚睡觉。
This awaken from sleep doesn't mean that Zechariah has fallen asleep.
这个叫醒是指着灵里面的一种清醒。
And this awakens means that spiritually we are alert.
那叫醒了以后，第二节他就问说：“你看见什么？”睡觉你就看不到。
And after he woke up, he was asked, "What have you seen? If you are sleeping, we will not see anything."
那醒了你才看得到。
When we woke up, we can see all things.
那看到什么
？What have you seen?
就是看到属灵的异象。
He saw the spiritual visions.
就是看到灵界的事情。
He saw the spiritual realms.
所以我们现在常常有时候我们信徒对世界上真的是很聪明，也很有成就。
Most of us are very intelligent and has a lot of success.
但是就是灵里面没有醒过来。
But we are still sleeping in the spirit.
所以对这个灵里面的美好没有看到。
And we fail to see the goodness in the spirit.
他整个人生的理想、价值观念都是地上的。
And most of the concepts and the value system still belongs to the world.
那有的时候我们在做圣工
，while we are doing sacred work，
我们在灵里面也没有醒过来。
We are still sleeping in the spirit.
因为灵里面没有醒过来，所以我们没有办法真的知道做圣工是怎么一回事。
And because we do not wake up in the spirit, we do not know what purpose or how do we do the sacred work.
那我们就会用世界的一套搬进教会里面来做。
Then we will imitate whatever the practices society has into the church.
因为他灵里面他没有看见。
Because in the spirit they have not seen it.
所以这个所罗巴伯啊，神叫他醒过来，那他看见了。
And so God initiate Zerubbabel to wake up and see.
所以有时候我们在开会的时候啊，有人醒过来，灵里面他有看见；有人没有醒过来，他没有看见。所以有时候他开会就很难讨论。
So during some of the meetings, we can encounter that some that has been woken up from sleep in the spirit, and others have not, and therefore there were dissensions.
没有看见的用肉眼在看事情。
And if they have not seen in the spirit, they will use their visuals interpretations.
有看见的用属灵的眼光在看事情。
And if they have seen it in the spirit, then they will see it from the perspective of the spiritual realm.
有看见的，他用属天的原则要来做教会的事情。
And if they have seen it in the spirit, they will use the concept of the spirit and to make it into the church.
没有看见的，用属地的原则要做教会的事情。
On the other hand, if they use the worldly concept to apply it onto a church.
所以不是他们动机不好，有的都是很爱神。
And everyone loves God is not because they have the incorrect motive.
是在他们有的看见，有的没有看见。
The issue lies upon whether they see it with the spiritual eyes or not.
那看见什么？
And what have they seen?
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
我看见一个纯金的灯台，顶头上有灯箭。灯台上有七个灯，七件灯，每件有七个管子，第三节。
Verse 3.
旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯箭的右边，一棵在灯箭的左边。这所以现在约书亚撒加利亚看见了。
Here Zechariah has seen visually these items.
但是看见以后，第四节，我问约书亚的天使说：“那这是什么意思呢？”
And then they ask the angel, "What does this mean?"
那这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们如果从启示来看
，If we read it from the perspective of Revelation,
我们看启示录的第四章
，Let's turn to Revelation chapter 4,
第五节
，Verse 5.
启示录的第四章第五节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 5.
请读。
Verse 5. And out of the throne proceed lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
这里说有闪电声音，雷轰从宝座发出，有七个箭火灯在宝座前点着，这个七灯就是神的七灵，所以这里就解释了，七灯就是神的七灵。
Here explained that the seven spirit is and the seven eyes, the seven lamps is the seven spirit of God.
所以我们这样再回来看撒加利亚书第四章。
Let's return back to Zechariah chapter 4.
所以他建一个金的灯台，上面有七件灯，那个就是神的七灵，就是神的灵。
And here they have a golden candlesticks and with golden with seven lamps, which is the spirit of God.
所以他看见神的灵上面这既然是灯就是上面在发光。
And he saw that there is light which is shining and illuminating.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
他对我说：“这是神指示所罗巴伯的。”天使对撒加利亚讲：“这是神指示所罗巴伯的。”
And the angels say to Zechariah, they say that this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel.
说不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵。中文有点点点的，原来没有了，方能成事。
And verse 6 there says that saying that not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
那神为什么要把这个七灯台给他看？
And why does God show Zerubbabel these seven lamps?
因为所罗巴伯遇到的困难跟约书亚不一样。
Because the hardship Zerubbabel encounters are different from Joshua.
那所罗巴伯遇到什么困难？
What are the hardships Zerubbabel encountered?
第七节。
verse 7.
说大山啊, 你算什么? 在所罗巴伯前, 你要移成平地, 他必搬出一块石头, 安放在殿顶, 人且大声欢呼说, 愿恩惠归于这个殿。 说大山啊, 啊, 这里讲大山, 你要移为平地。
And a great mountain shall become a flat land.
所以, 啊, 所罗巴伯要重建圣殿, 前面有一块大石头, 大山。
And when Zerubbabel is going to rebuild the temple, he encountered a huge mountain.
那这个大山就是一个阻碍, 阻挡。
And these huge mountains is the great hindrance.
那这个大山要挪开, 那前面的路才可以走出去, 重建圣殿才可以完成。
And the mountain has to be flattened down that it become a path that this temple can be restored.
那这个大山到底什么?
What is the prefiguration of this great mountain?
实际上来讲到底指的什么?
And what does it mean? What is this great mountain?
那我们就要回到看这个以斯拉记。
Then we have to turn to the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记的第四章。
Ezra chapter 4.
以斯拉记第四章。
Ezra chapter 4.
24节。
Verse 24.
于是在耶路撒冷神殿停工就停止了，直到波斯王大力。 第二年就是王下令以色列百姓停止建殿。
And this is when God commanded that they has to stop renovating the temple.
那王是有权柄的，他一下令你就动不了了。
And when the king announced it, and it is commands that everything has to come to a halt.
那这个就是大山了，挡在前面了。And
this is the great mountains that is blocking them in the front.
那这个大山要怎么把它挪掉? 你这个王如果继续下令, 你没有办法盖。
And how can they remove these commands of the kings?
所以在第五章开始, 先知哈该, 然后撒加利亚就鼓励他们建殿, 所罗巴伯跟约书亚。
Chapter 5 onwards, Prophet Haggai and Zechariah and Zerubbabel encouraged the people to rebuild.
那第二节, 他们就起来动手建神的殿。
And verse 2 tells that they, with their hands, they come to reconstruct.
那他们一动手出来建神的殿，困难就来了。
Once they begin working on the rebuilding, difficulty comes to them.
第三节。
Verse 3.
河西的总督达乃跟士波达波斯并他们同党来问说，谁降旨让你们来建造修成这个墙呢？
And the governor and elders ask, who give these authorities to come and restore?
但是第五节。
Verse 5.
神的眼目看顾犹大的长老，以致总督没有叫他们停工。
And the eye of the God was with them, with the elders, and that governor did not stop them.
为什么总督没有叫他们停工？
And how come they were given the go ahead to rebuild?
因为神在动工，感动他。
Because God moved him.
那这个总督就直到这事臭告大利乌。
And this governor passed the message back to the king.
然后第六节开始，就上到大利乌，那大利乌就去找这个古代的卷宗了。Chapter
6 talks about how King Darius went and finds the records.
那到第六章第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
大利王降旨巡朝苦内，就在巴比伦宝藏之处，后来他就找到了。 那个古列所下的命令。
And Darius went and find all the records, and look, verse 2 says that he found the records that was given by King Cyrus.
那第六节,
Chapter 6, verse 6.
王就命令不可以阻止建殿。
And that the king authorized them to continue with rebuild.
而且11节,
verse 11.
我再降旨，无论谁更改这个命令，必须从房屋拆出一根梁，把它挂起来，挂在旗上。
And the severe punishments that they will encounter.
所以这个大山，这个从王来的阻挡命令就被拿掉了。And
the great decree of the kings that has been removed.
所以建殿就能够顺利完成。And
that they can progress on rebuilding the temple.
那我们就想，如果我们遇到那样的困难，是国王下命令你不可以建殿，请问你要怎么办？
If we encounter the decree from the kings to stop some work, what would you do?
建殿是神的旨意啊。
Rebuilding the temple is the will of God.
但是因为人诬告王，王也没有办法正确判断，所以说不可以建。
And because people accuse us and they they complained before the kings, and the kings just arbitrarily listens and stop us.
我们回来看撒迦利亚书第四章的第六节。
Let's turn back to Zechariah chapter 6, verse 4.
说他对我说，这个是神指示所罗巴伯的，万军神说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是要依靠神的灵。
And this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts.
所以这一块大石头，王的阻挡哦，不是你用什么势力能够挪开，不是用才能能够拿掉的。
This big rock from the king cannot be removed by your might, nor your, by any monetary, measure.
要改变人的心，乃是要神的灵运行在王的心里面，那这个阻挡才可以拿掉。
And to overcome a person's mind, one has to be moved by God that they can remove this hindrance.
那这一节圣经节是我们真耶稣教会常常在讲的。
This is a very popular verse True Jesus Church uses.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是要依靠神的灵。
Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God.
所以，我们今天教会圣公会发展，当然教会里面有很多很有才能的人，这很好，但这只是一个工具。
And today our church progress is because we have some wealth, but we also not based on that, but by power of God.
如果我们教会有很多很有才能的人，这是好的。
It is good that we have financial capability in a church.
有才能 capable 的，这个是好的。
This is good.
但是这只是一个工具。
But this is just a tool.
那圣工会不会发展呢？
Rather, a sacred work will progress.
最重要的关键是神的灵有没有在运行。
The crucial point is whether the Spirit of God dwells in them.
所以你整个美国22间教会祈祷所，你走一遍。
If you roam around 22 churches and prayer houses in the United States,
圣工最发展的教会里面常常是信徒都很普通的。
And the most progressive church is the one that the members has a very simple life.
你里面发现很多很有才能的人，圣工不一定发展。
And if you encounter a church that has a very good, great financial capabilities, you may not see they are doing well.
这是事实。
This is a true event.
不是说有才能不好。
It is not says that financial capability is not good.
如果我们有才能，只想依靠自己的才能，而不想依靠神，圣工是没有办法推动的。
If we have the financial sources and we trust upon them, and do not trust on God, I don't think the sacred work will progress much.
而且有时候有才能的人的多，意见多，反而不容易同心。
And if we have financial sources and we have more suggestions, I don't think unity will work.
这个才能也不一定钱啊，比如说有时候你很像那个我们来看耶利米书第十章。
Financial sources does not only restrict to money. Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
24节。
Verse 24.
23哈。
23.
神说：“智慧人不要因为他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口，财主不要因为他的财物夸口。”这个三件事情啊，本来是好的。
All these three items are good.
耶利米书第九章二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23.
智慧就是头脑很聪明。
Wisdom, you have very good intellect.
以现在来讲，就是书读得很好。
Today, in today's term, you are very literate.
第二个，勇力就是能力很强。
You are mighty, which you have great capability.
以现在来讲，因为能力很强，所以你在公司可能职位会爬得很高。
And today, you have great talents that you will probably climb up high in a corporate ladder.
那第三个，财主他很有财力。
Thirdly, you are a rich man. Probably you have good, a wealth of finance.
那这三个本来都是神的恩典，都是好的。
All these three are virtues, and which is the blessings of God.
但是如果拿这个夸口
，But if we boast on one of them,
就是表示依靠这个
，and to trust on one of them.
那如果我们依靠这个，我们就不会依靠神。
If we trust on one of those items, we will not trust upon God.
那你如果教会大家都依靠这世界的东西哦，有时候反而圣工推不动。
If we just will trust on everything on materialistic things, then maybe our sacred work will not progress.
因为我们一旦依靠这个东西，我们心里不会谦卑。
And if we trust upon all this materialistic thing, our mind will not be humble.
我们一旦不谦卑啊，神赐恩给谦卑的人，神就很难在我们当中。
Because God gives grace to those who are humble. Unless we are humble, we are almost sure to be proud.
24节说, 夸口要因为有聪明认识我是神。
And verse 24 says that we boast only because we can know God.
这个才是值得我们夸口。
This is how we can be boastful.
知道神。
To know God.
懂得靠神。
To understand, to trust upon God.
所以所罗巴伯要把这个障碍拿掉。
So Zerubbabel wants to remove this hindrance.
不是依靠势力, 不是依靠才能。
Not on might, not power.
你仔细想想看到, 每个教会发展的过程都有困难。
If you examine in detail, you see every church that progress, they encounter many hardships.
有时候甚至我们每一个家庭哦, 我们这个家庭信仰要传承了哦。 要把传给我们下一代,
let's examine a family. Even when we try to pass our faith to the next generations, we even encounter some hardship also. Because a family is a small unit of a church. And this hardship will be more in a severe as time comes. Because the world is more corrupt.
所以我们要把我们的信仰传给下一代，也不是势力，也不是才能，到最后还是要靠神的灵。
So when we want to pass our faith onto the next generation, it's not by might nor power, but by God.
但是有时候我们常会想一件事情。
We often think of a question.
我们有圣灵啊。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们也有祷告啊。
We pray.
但是怎么不会感觉到有力量？
And how come we do not feel the power of God?
所以说不是，乃依靠神的灵，就是依靠神的力量啊，才可以成事。
And here says to trust upon the power of God, the Spirit of God, the power of God.
这是值得我们来思考。
This is a point that we should ponder about.
我们来看以赛亚书30章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书的30章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
15节。
Verse 15.
主以色列的圣者如此说：你们得救在乎归回，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟之不肯。这个地方说得力在乎平静安稳。
And says, in returning, you shall have rest.
下面一句。
And you shall be safe. In quietness and in confidence shall you be strengthened, and you shall be not.
In quietness, 在平静安稳中你会得到力量。
In quietness that you will be strengthened.
那这个平静安稳是什么意思？
And what does the phrase quietness and in confidence mean?
就是我们生活中要有一段安静的时间来亲近神。
And in our life, we should keep a portion of time allocated for God.
那个安静的时间也常常是指着暂时离开这个世界。
Those quiet moments is when we temporarily left the world.
就好像我们来到这个地方。
Just for instance, we come for these seminars.
有时候你在家里面，虽然没有人吵你，你没有办法，心没有办法安静。
And even though that you are home alone by yourself, you may not remain calm at home.
因为等一下电话来。
And then a few seconds later, a phone call will come to you.
哇，等一下谁来敲门呢？
And or somebody come to visit you.
等一下你太太在煮饭，哇，饭好香啊。
And later on that you will smell the sweet aromas of the wife cooking.
等一下孩子回来。
Later on your child will return back from school.
没有办法安静。
You could not remain quiet.
你看以利亚怎么得力？
How does Elijah gain strength?
神把他送到基利西吧。
God sent him to the brook of Cherith.
什么都没有，把他所有的都拿掉。
God removed everything that he had.
那什么都没有的时候，他的心就跟神就没有障碍了。
Since that he has nothing, there's no hurdles between him and God.
我们今天跟神有太多的中间的东西挡住了。
There are many things between us and God.
所以很难得力。
And so it's very difficult for us to be strengthened.
因为这些东西让我们没有办法平静。
And because of this metal, material thing that help that cannot make us remain quiet.
所以。 施洗约翰要住在旷野。So
John the Baptist has to live in the wilderness.
为什么？
Why so?
因为他有很重要的工作。He
has important tasks ahead of him.
要预备人的心。To
prepare the heart of man.
那怎么预备人的心？
And how does John the Baptist prepare the heart of man?
以赛亚书说那个 低的要把它填满，高的要把它削平。
Book of Isaiah says that those that who are the cradles that they will fill up, and those who are high they will cut it down.
就是要改变人的心，让人悔改。那主耶稣来传福音，他就很容易接受。
His purpose is to change the heart of man, and that when Jesus come and preach, many will accept.
这不简单啊。
These are not a simple test.
但是施洗约翰有以利亚的心智跟能力。
John the Baptist has the determinations and duties of Elijah.
所以他来，他在旷野讲道了，好多人从耶路撒冷跑到旷野去听他讲道。
And when John the Baptist was in wilderness, many from Jerusalem went to listen to him.
他讲的道理不是很好听，毒蛇的种类。我今天你如果慕道者这样讲，跑光了。
And his message is not very pleasant to hear. He says, "You are a generation of weepers." And if you tell this to truth seekers, everyone will just say goodbye.
但是他有神的权柄，说他讲的话砸到人的心，人就悔改。
Because he has the authority of God that when he preaches, everyone's heart will pierce.
那他的生活形态跟以利亚在基利西旁一样。
And John the Baptist's lifestyle is the same as Elijah in the Brook of Cherith.
就是很简单。
Very simple.
所以跟神之间没有一个障碍，或者使他心静不下来。
Inside God, that there is no time that He cannot remain quiet.
所以今天我们最大的问题就是你心静不下来。
Our most difficult problem we encounter today ourselves is that we cannot remain quiet.
有一个阻挡，所以你没有办法完全跟神合在一起。
There is something that opposes us that we cannot be close to God.
所以像我们这样一个礼拜大家能够在一起真的把世界暂时抛开然后你的心就静得下来，就会得力。
Like this seminar that we have, we can leave behind all the walls for 1 week, and that we can regain strength.
所以这里讲平静安稳，你可以得力。
And say that in quietness and peace that you will be strengthened.
第二个
，Secondly,
我们看以赛亚书三十章
，Isaiah chapter 30,
二十节
，verse 20.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你必亲眼看见你的教师。二十一节，你或向左，或向右，必听见后面的声音说：“这是正道，要行在其间。”这个在讲什么
？What does this verses tell us？
要面对神给我们的困难
，to encounter face to face the difficulty God granted us。
要从这个负面的困难，正面的变成改变我们的一个因素。
Using the passive hardships that we turn it dynamically for our benefits.
因为人到遇到困难的时候
，when we encounter hardships，
这里说你的教师却不再隐藏
，and your teacher will not be hidden。
我们的教师是谁
？Who is our teacher？
神
，God。
遇到困难我们就会祷告
And when we encounter hardship, we will pray。
那祷告了，神就会感动你。
And when we pray, God will move us。
你要向左或你要向右。
Whether we turn right or left,
因为那个时候我们真的很诚恳在寻求神。
Because we sincerely, zealously, seek for God.
那我们就走在其间。
We walk in the middle.
这个就是改变。
This is change.
这个就是回转。
This is the return.
所以祷告等候神，还要回转改变。
Pray and wait for God, and we need to change to turn around.
所以这个困难，这个我们遇到的艰难。困苦，这是饼跟水。
And these difficulties, which is the bread and the water to us.
也就是在当中，我们会去改变。那当我们改变的时候，我们就重新得力。
In hardship, we will change, and in change, that we will regain strength.
好像你早上进食，肚子很饿啊。
For example, we fasted in the morning and we are hungry.
那等你中午吃了一个饭，又重新就得到力量。
After you have your lunch, then you will feel and you will regain your hunger.
我们失去力量是因为我们的生活已经偏了。
Today we lost strength because we have deviated in our life.
所以跟神拉远了。
We are far apart in God.
那你现在遇到困难，你再调整回来。
And now we encounter the hardships and return back.
生活改变，你跟神的距离拉近了。
And our lifestyle change, we are close to God.
那拉近了，你就发现力量就来了。
And when we are close to God, we feel the strength in us.
所以如果我们一直祷告，你觉得都我为什么都没有力量
？And if we continue to pray and feel that God is not with us.
第一个，我们真的有平静下来吗？
Firstly, ask ourselves, do we remain, are we in quietness?
你的心有没有真的静下来
？Is our heart calm?
就是世界有没有真的把它拿掉？你跟神没有距离。
Have we removed the part, the world part, and are we close to God?
第二个,
Secondly,
我们有没有真的在神面前调整方向？
Secondly, in the eyes of God, have we adjusted our path?
你祷告祷告花了一个钟头，回去以后生活方式都一样。 这个有时得不到力量。
We pray and pray and pray for an hours, and then when we return back, we go back to our old life.
因为你没有改变，有时候你那个老教师这里讲教师的声音，你听不到。
And if we do not change, here tells us that the voice of a teacher, we will not listen, we cannot hear that.
那如果我们有愿意改变的心，教师就不再隐藏，你就看见你的老师，你就生活中看到神了。
If you are willing to change, then we can hear the voice of Jesus, the teachers, and he will listen to us.
那我们生活改变就会得力。
And if we change our lifestyles, then we will regain strength.
第三个,
Thirdly,
22节,
verse 22.
你雕刻的偶像所包的银子和铸造偶像所镀的金子，你要抛玷污，要抛弃，好像污秽之物，对偶像说：“去吧。”啊，净土。Verse
22. For the graven image of silver, the ornaments of molten image of gold, and thou shalt cast them away as menstrual cloth. Thou shalt say unto God, Get thee behind.
如果你有一个偶像
，For example, if you have an idol，
是金做的。
Make of gold.
你怎么办?
What would you do?
这是很难的一个问题。
This is a very tough question.
金是很可贵的。
Gold is very precious.
所以这个地方说, 偶像包金银。
A graven image of silver.
不舍得抛掉。
That we cannot, we would not want to throw away.
但是他对偶像说, 去吧。
But he says to the idols, cast away.
污秽之物。
Because you are filthy item.
所以我们人要重新得力, 就是 要提高神在我们生活中的地位。
For us to regain strength, we have to raise the level of God in our heart.
什么是偶像?
What are idols?
超过神的就是偶像。
Any items that surpasses God is idol.
那如果我们一直祷告, 你有很多事情超过神, 你不愿意把神提高, 还是没有力量。
If we keep on praying, but we do not want to raise up God, our prayer may not be effective.
这可能是你在世界上追求成功的野心。
And probably because of our ambitions that we like to be successful in this world.
也可能是享受。
Or sometimes our luxurious enjoyment.
也可能真的是钱财。
Or maybe the money that we had.
这个要改变。
We have to change the way.
把神提高。
And we have to raise up the levels of God in us.
那祷告才会发生力量。
And then our prayer will be effective.
所以 这个撒迦利亚书里面说，
So in the book of Zechariah,
不是依靠势力， 不是依靠才能，
And do not trust in might and power.
让我们来想， 我们怎么真的在神的灵里面重新得力。
And how can we, let us think for ourselves, how can we regain us power from God?
让我们预备好， 真的来为神做一些事情。
That we can prepare ourselves fully, that we can work for God.
请我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen. Take a break. 哦, please go out for the exercise.